So we're in the middle of discussing Maisa Shabbos. And a question that we didn't get to is, what happens if there's no shinui in the chafza through the Isser? So the Gemara in the fourth parak of Erevin Mem Aleph on the base talks about Isser Tchumen. And it says over there that peros that were taken out of the Tchum and then returned to the Tchum, let's say we're talking about Yantif, so there's no issue of Hotzach, just an Isser Tchum Shabbos. Even b'mezid, it's mutter l'achlam. And the Rishonim ask, how come? Why isn't there an Isser of Maisa Shabbos? So there are a whole bunch of different answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos answers, excuse me, that Tchumen are d'Rabbanan. Only an Isser d'Raisa, we have a problem of Maisa Shabbos. Now, why? What about by Truma? By Truma, we already saw the Mishnah says that if Hafrash is Truma, that if you do up b'mezid, it's aser, even for Isurim, even though Hafrash is din d'Rabbanan. Likewise, by Matbil Kalim. So the Magen Avraham is Mitart Bedochak. If you want to take a look at Simon Tafhei, Sifkat on Yudalit, it's a very difficult approach. The Ramban gives a different answer. He says that we only aser Maisa Shabbos when the Isser remains. So over here, when basically you undid the Isser, then there's no din of Maisa Shabbos because my honey leili surei. Now, it could be that this far is also shayach for din de rabbanan. Deraisa is not clear because the Gemara is talking about a din de rabbanan, but this could be very relevant in cases of heating up food on Shabbos, that they would be mutter if it's cold again. Meaning to say like this, let's say, unless we say she and Chazar are different, somebody warmed up food and it be'isser. They did Hachzar be'isser. We know Hachzar be'isser, so the food is aser even if the Hachzar be'isser was done be'shogeg. But let's say now it's cooled down and let's even say it's mitzdamek v'ralo or something like that, or even not ralo, which is not improved by the tzimuk, it's not yathalo. So now if you wait for the food to cool down, would it be mutter? So if you hold to the svara of the Ramban, then l'chor it should be. The Ritva, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, gives another answer. His answer is that when there's no shinui in the object, then we don't aser maaser Shabbos. So when it comes to something like Mivashel B'Shabbos, so then we have this halach of Maisa Shabbos. When it comes to this case of taking the food out of the Tchum, but l'chor according to this, Wadin Hotzar, other types of things, so then there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. Now, you could argue that these later two answers, both the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah, work better if you assume, like Rashi, that Maisa Shabbos is Shalom Yehanami Melecha Shabbos, because basically what they're saying is, in this case, there's no Hanami Melecha Shabbos. The problem is we know that we don't accept the view of Rashi. Tosos asks many questions on Rashi, but it could be that you could say that the Gader of the Kanas is a din in the Chetza. So it's not Mukhrach to say like Rashi. Alkol Panim, if you learn like the Ritva, so then there's a difference between, let's say, Bishul, where it's Shayach Maisa Shabbos, and Hotzah, where it wouldn't be Shayach Maisa Shabbos, because in one case there's a shinoi, in one case there isn't. So the Chai Adam, which is also cited in this view of the Ritva, is also maintained by other Rishonim, including the Rambam, Perk Vav, Halacha Chavdalad, as we saw last time. The Rambam writes that the reason why the peros that are taken out of the Tchum and returned are mutter is because Shiyatzu chutz l'tchum v'chazru b'shogig yochlu b'shabbos.
Rebbe just froze for everyone, yes? Just making sure.
He's gone.
Yes.
He got booted.
No, you got any divrei Torah for us? Rebby's muted.
Sorry about that. Don't know what happened. So the Rambam writes that the reason why these paros are mutter is Sharelo Nasa Begufan Maisa Velo Neshtanu. So since there was no change in the object, then they're mutter. Now we pointed out in the previous year that it seems like if this is the position of the Rambam, even though we're dealing with an Isser Drabanan here, this is a refutation about on the Vilna Gaon's pshat in the Rambam. Unless, again, you say that the Vilna Gaon holds that we're dealing with Tchumen D'oraisa here, which seems fair. But that was last year. So one way or the other, the Rambam maintains that at least by Dinim D'Rabbanan, if there's no change, transformation in the object, and it's shogeg, then there's no halacha of Ma'isa Shabbos. In other words, we know the Rambam holds, generally speaking, shogeg is asur on Shabbos. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. But if there's no change in the object, then it's mutter. And as I said, this is the view of other Rishonim. And therefore, the Chai Adam thinks that really one should be Mako. Now, the Mashmos of the Ramah on our Simen, again, Shin Yud Ches, Sif Aleph, doesn't sound that way, because the Ramah writes simply that just like there's Ma'isa Shabbos on Bishul, so too there's Ma'isa Shabbos on all Malachos. Doesn't sound like there's an exception when there's no transformation. Nevertheless, the Chai Adam thinks, no, maybe the Ramah would agree to this, he just didn't bother to spell it out. So that's what the Chai Adam rules. Again, if you want to take a look, it's in Klal Tes, Sif Yud Aleph. Nevertheless, even though the Chai Adam first thinks this should be mutter, based off of the Ritva and the Rambam and other Rishonim, he's Messiahim, V'ein L'Hakel B'de'oraisa. In other words, since the case that the Gemara has this principle and the Rambam formulates this principle is by Tchumen, which are not De'oraisa, then we don't have a Raya Muchrachas to be Mako for a Isser De'oraisa. And even though he thinks that the Ramah would be Mekel, he proves it from the Ramah. This is in the Nishmas Adam from the Ramah and Simon Tafhei, that he holds like the Ritva. But Lemaisa, as we said before, Taisvis and other Rishonim are Machmir. So he's only willing to be Mekel, Lemaisa, on this far when we're dealing with a Din D'Rabbanan. Now, where would this be very relevant? This is very relevant, let's say, for Hotzah. Let's say somebody did Hotzah. Is there a Din B'Shogeg? Is there a din of Ma'isa Shabbos? L'chayra, if we're dealing with Hotzah D'oraisa, you would have to be Machmir. If we're dealing with Hotzah D'Rabbanan, and as the Chai Adam points out over here, we sort of assume all Hotzah nowadays is D'Rabbanan. We say we don't have Rishus Arabim nowadays. So then it would be Mutter. Let's say somebody, the Erev was down. They bring something over to your house as a gift. They're not realizing that the Erev was down. So it was Beshogeg, it was Hotzah. So you won't say there's a din of Ma'isa Shabbos because there's no Shinoi Begufa Chevtza, according to this Chai Adam. Or somebody did Hotzah and opened the shul with a key. All sorts of things like that. So the Ma'isa Chai Adam is Mekel by Din Rabbanan. And the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. We certainly are keep this view in mind at certain times. Okay. Now, the next shaila I want to talk about, which is a very, very relevant shaila, and it's, I can't say I have a clear hagdaros for this, but we'll have to try our best to understand it. And the question is like this. The Prima Gadim writes, and this is cited in the Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Yud Chesif Katan Beis, that Bidi Eved and a Shail of Ma'isa Shabbos were going to be Mekel if there are those that are Matir L'Chatchila. Meaning to say, if there's a Machlokas HaPoskim, some Poskim say this is Matir L'Chatchila, other Poskim say it's Aser L'Chatchila. And we Paskin like the Machmirim. But if it was done already, then we would be makil and not say there's Maisa Shabbos. And the reason why this rule is so relevant potentially is because, you know, there's a, you could always find a makil shita, right? Not always, obviously, but how far would we go? Are there any rules in Ishita? Is it a minority opinion, even Ishita Dechuya? What rules are this? That's one question we need to figure out. What are the principles? Question number two is, why is this true? Why would we follow the lenient view, b'diavad? So the Ramah writes, perhaps most extreme example of this principle is found in Simen Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Aleph. We're not up to Hatmana yet. Pastor Hashem will have a chance to get there. But if you take a look over there, it says like this: B'diavad were somech on the shita, and really it's two positions we reject. And one of them at the very least seems to be a shita dehuya. As long as you're not ragil b'kach. Over there it's a shita that if you plan to, just like we saw the shita by Keder Chaisa, if you just plan not to have it till tomorrow, so there's no, that has a din of Keder Chaisa. In other words, even if in theory it's going to be ready tonight, but you just plan not to have it till tomorrow, it has a din of Keder Chaisa. And then that's one shita dechuya, l'chora, we rejected that shita. And then a double, and then a further shita dechuya, the idea of the Rashbam, who holds that anytime there's a no iser shahiyah, there's no iser hatmana. Rashbam cited at the beginning of Bamet Tomnin. So therefore, if you did hatmana be'iser on something that you're planning to eat tomorrow, so b'diavad it's going to be mutter, as long as you're not ragil b'kach. And to say that's mutter b'diavad basically relies on accepting two shitos, and you have to accept both of them for this to work, two shitos that we reject l'halacha. And still, the Ramah says, it's mutter b'diavad. That's quite extraordinary. So l'choira, this is a great raya to that yesod of the Prima Gadim, which is that b'diavad we're willing to be made go anytime there's a shita that's matir l'chatchila. Here, I mean, if you string together two shitos, there's a possibility of it being matir l'chatchila, and therefore we don't aser it b'diavad. And what's the reason for this? So if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, because, well, it's a din d'rabbanan, meaning today the din of Maisa Shabbos is a din d'rabbanan. Midraisa, we don't paskin like a Rabbi Yochanan HaSandler, so there's no d'raisa din of Maisa Shabbos. So d'rabbanan, we could be make. Now, that's on its own very hard to understand, because then why aren't we matir l'chatchila? I mean, after all, these are dinim d'rabbanan. So clearly, we're not willing to be make l'chatchila just because it's d'rabbanan. So why all of a sudden should we be willing to be makel b'diavad because it's d'rabbanan? And the reason why we're not makel l'chatchila on these d'rabbanan shaylas is because even though we do have a principle of d'rabbanan halchanach arha makel, but that's when they're shavin b'chachmo v'minyan. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that if they're shavin b'chachmo v'minyan, b'drabbanan we're halchanach arha makel. It's a machlokas, Rashba, Rambam, exactly what their rules are. But basically, if you have a machlokas midrabanan with not a hachra, so then we are makel, but only if there's shavin b'chachmo v'minyan, if there's no rov, certainly. Here, we don't see it as an equal question. That's why we're machmir l'chatchila. So how come all of a sudden we're willing to be makel b'diavad? So maybe we'll say, no, this isn't based off of the principle of midrabanan hachachar ha-makel. This is based off of the principle of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. B'D'Rabbanan Ha'alach Achar Mekel is a din l'chatchila, right? I have a machlokas a poskim on a din D'Rabbanan. So that's a l'chatchila shayla. Am I allowed to be Mekel l'chatchila or not? And the answer is, if they're shavin at the very least, yes. And I don't have achra, I don't have a raya, B'D'Rabbanan Ha'alach Achar Mekel. But that's not relevant here because we're saying they're not equal. But maybe once it was done already, and now I have a shilas at mutter or not, I could be makel for a different reason, because safik d'rabbanan l'kula. That won't allow me to be matir l'chatchila. Let's assume we don't say safik d'rabbanan l'kula l'chatchila, but maybe d'yeved, that's mutter. Maybe that's the pshat. I saw that Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying, it's quoted in Dirshu Note 9, in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that it's dafka b'mokum knas that we apply this rule. And I want to look at the makoros, and see if that's supported at least by the Makoros on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. What's the reason for this halacha? Is it limited to a kenas? So let's try to understand this. So we saw this. Where does this rule come from? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes it from the Pri Megadim and possibly from the Magen Avraham as well. So where does it come from in the Magen Avraham? So if we look at Simen Reish Nun Dalet, Sif Gimel, again, we know we're not up to that yet, but it says like this. Bim Avar V'Shachach V'Nitzla V'Shabbos B'Isser Aser. Magen Avraham, Sif Katan Yud Aleph says, Dafka, when you put it on an Eish Megula, but if you put it L'Tocha Tanur Mechusa, even Basar Eiz, it's Mutter B'Diaved. Why? Because Yesh Matirin L'Chatchila. So what do you see? Sounds like we're saying that again, the Magen Avraham is saying that if there are those that are matir l'chatchila, we are matir at b'diavad. If you look at the end of Simen Reish Nun Gimel in Sifkat on Lamed Zayin, the Magen Avraham seems to say that this principle applies hu hadin l'chol kiyotzei bo. So here the Magen Avraham is saying the rule that if there's an opinion that's matir l'chatchila, we are going to be matir b'diavad. Oh. So let's say, in this case, those who pass them like Ravashi on Yud Chesam and Beis, by Barcha Velo Sharek Shari. So B'diavad, we're going to be Somech on that view. And again, the Magen Avraham says, V'chein kol kiyotze bazeh. So here we seem to have a strong indication of this principle that if there are those that are Meikol L'chatchila, we're going to be Matir B'diavad. So what is the basis for it? The Magen Avraham doesn't tell you. So let's see. What are the Nosei Kelim on the Magen Avraham say? So if we look at the Eish L'Avraham, he says, V'diavad kidayin Hanach Rabav Sal Lismoch Alayhu Dugma Masha Amru Brachos Daftes Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav Bishas Adchak Beklalahu Dehainu Ka Kimo Shisham Lo Kaimalam Rabbi Shimon Bishas Adchak Obdiyavit Harezim Mutter. Says the Prima Gondim, what's the Pshat? It's not like Lachora against Rav Eliashiv. It's nothing to do with Knas. The Pshat is that the Di'eved is basically treated as the same as Shas Adchak, and therefore we have a principle in Shas. Kedayu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav B'Shas Adchak. That means that basically, even though normally we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon in that case, we don't follow the minority view, but B'Shas Adchak Somchen Al Das Yachid, so too, B'Di'eved, we're Somech Al Das Yachid. That's the rule over here. So this explains very beautifully the answer to the kasha I asked you before. Right? What was the kasha I asked you before? From the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, well, why are we Meikel? Because it's Drabanan. So my kasha was, if it's Drabanan, we should be Meikel L'chatchila. The answer is, no. Yes, it's Drabanan, but you can't be Meikel L'chatchila because it's a minority view, or it's a rejected view. But, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismach Alav B'Shas Adchak. And likewise, B'Diavad, in this type of case, Yesh L'ayin, if it's Mutter B'Shas Adchak, maybe. In other words, let's say it's a B'Diavad Shaila, it isn't Shas Adchak. Then it could be the Prima Gadim would say it's Aser. Not clear. This principle obviously doesn't allow you to rely on a rejected Shita. You can't follow a Beis Shammai B'Shas Adchak. Tosis talks about that to Lugabe Rabbi Eliezer because of Shemute. But you can't follow a rejected view. This idea, this principle is when it's a minority view, but there's no Amida L'Minyan. So, therefore, the minority view has not been totally rejected. We still follow the majority view, but B'Shas Adchak, you're allowed to rely on the minority view. So, what would the rules be in terms of applying this? So, we have to figure out then if the minority position we're relying on is a rejected view, is a Shita D'Chuya, or just a minority view, which we could rely on. And that might be why the Prima Gadim over there is Messiahim. What the Prima Gadim sounds like he's saying is you have to see who are the Chokim. We don't just because there's one position that let's say is Matir L'Chatchila doesn't mean we can be Somech on B'Diavad. We have to figure out who are the Chokim. Is it a Shita D'Chuya or is it a Das Yachid that we don't paskin like? And now you'll ask, what is the, didn't the Mishnah Berurah say it's because it's Derabbanan? So I assume what the Mishnah Berurah might be saying is that any Rishonim hold, this is a machlokas, that principle of Kedayahu Rabbi Shimon Lismoch Alav B'Shas Adchak is only said by Din D'Rabbanan. In other words, if it's a Din D'Oraisa, you can't rely on a minority opinion B'Shas Adchak. There's a famous Tosfos in a couple of places who says that we even apply that principle in a din d'oraisa. He said, Tosfos holds that even if you hold avelos as d'oraisa, we still say halacha k'divrei meikel be'avel or b'de'erov, if it's a din d'oraisa. Even if it's a din d'oraisa, you're allowed to follow the minority opinion. But we might paskin that, no, that principle only applies if it's a din d'rabanan. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Since Maaser Shabbos is always a din d'rabanan, so then b'di'eved we could rely on a minority opinion because of the principle of k'divrei Rabbi Shimon l'smach alav b'sha'as hadchak. Okay. Now, what's interesting is that if that's the principle, it's a bit surprising what the Rama writes, like we said, in Siman Reish Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, where we're willing to follow what seems to be a Shita Dechuya, even a double Shita Dechuya, b'di'eved. And what's interesting is, the Machzor Shekel points out over there at the beginning of Reish Nun Zayin, that we don't follow, let's say, Shitas HaRambam on a b'di'eved Shaila. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says we are. So could be that we are, but that's an interesting question. Which view when we apply this rule? And what I told you before, I'm very unsure about how to apply it, is you see steers about this even in the Magen Avraham, for example, and a Mishnah Berurah for that matter. There are a number of steers. I'll mention one of them, because this one, the Mishnah Berurah himself, in our siman, Shin Yud Ches, is Merames to it. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Ayin Dalid that by Iroi Kli Rishon B'diaved were Machmir. In other words, we know, and again, you'll have a chance to see it if you haven't yet, Big Machlokas Rishonim, what's it in? Is Iroi Kli Rishon or is it Kli Sheni? Rashbam says Iroi is Kli Sheni, Tosfos says Iroi is Kli Rishon, either Kli Rishon Mamish or Kdei Klipa, but the point is that Iroi is Mevashel. We're machmir on a child. You can't do Iroi Kli Rishon. But I would have thought, according to this rule of the Mishnah Berurah Magen Avraham, that b'di'eved we could be mekel. If you did Iroi, it wouldn't be Aser Al Tzmaisa Shabbos. But the Magen Avraham says it is Aser Al Tzmaisa Shabbos. Isn't this a stira in the Magen Avraham? So the Mishpat Sosaf, Prima Gada Mishpat Sosaf Tazayin is Mesiaches to this. And he says, it's talking about shogeg, so be motar motzei Shabbos, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. The reason why we can't be machmir, the reason why we're machmir by iroi is because there's a principle of safek derabanan lochumra b'davar sheyesh lo matirin. And if so, then you'd only be, when the Magen Avraham is machmir over there, he's only machmir b'mezid. Why? Because mezid isn't davar sheyesh lo matirin, because the person who did it, it's asur lo li'olam. You'll say, but it's mutar facherim. Still, so that if you saw the Magen Avraham, he discusses, is that davar sheyesh lo matirin or not? Al kopanim, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to accept that answer, the Prima Gada. Because the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Beis, again says that if there's someone who's matir l'chatchila, it's mutar b'di'eved. And he doesn't say that's only when it is mezid, and therefore not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So the mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is he's willing to be meiko always. But then he says that there's a stira in the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah acknowledges that there's a stira, and he doesn't answer it. In other words, he just, but despite that stira, he doesn't reject the principle. There's actually a very interesting discussion in it's a view of the Pri Chadash, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and others, that this klal is not shayach here because the principle is derabbanan halacha achar hameikel, and therefore we wouldn't apply the din of safek derabbanan by davar sheyesh lo matirin l'chumrah. That's why he rejects Rabbi Kiva, the Pri Magadim. I mean, it's a very interesting idea. You know, we just to spell this out, but again, we can't be Myrich now, but this is a very shas sugya, but you should be aware of the basic issues. The, you know, we have two principles that sound like they might be the same thing, but at least according to a number of Rishonim and Poskim, they're different. And that is the klal of Safik Drabbanan Lakula and Bidrabbanan Halachachar Meiko. Bidrabbanan Halachachar Meiko is the sugyan of Abzara, it's a machlokas. What do you do in a machlokas of Poskim? So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that these two principles are not the same. And therefore, even though we have a rule by Safik Drabbanan, that by Darash Yisrael Matirin, Safik Drabbanan L'chumra, But the principle that isn't true, legabe the principle of the Rabbanan halacha charmekel, because the Rabbanan halacha charmekel is a din l'chatchila, and it's a klal. It's not just it's a dinei hachra, so therefore it wouldn't apply here. That's why he rejects Kiveger. Anyway, I mean that's why he rejects Prima Gadim. Anyway, so as I said, the Mishnah Berurah leaves off with its archia. He says that he quotes the Magen Avraham Prima Gadim that are Mekel, the Diavad. He notes that there are places where the Magen Avraham doesn't seem to apply this rule himself, and even though he is machmir for Iroi B'diavad, but still, like I said, in Sifkat and Beis, he paskins l'kula. In other words, he paskins that if there's a shita that is mekel l'chatchila, then we could be mekel b'diavad. What's the answer for the Magen Avraham? I don't know. Maybe he thought that shita sarashbam is a shita d'chuya, and we don't apply this principle in a shita d'chuya. Not clear. Again, I don't think it's so simple. That's one of the reasons why the Mishnah Berurah didn't cite it. But that is it seems that we accept the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, even though it's not so clear always when it should apply. Okay, so let's give some practical examples. And I don't know the answers to these questions. We could talk it out. So here's the first question. Somebody goes to somebody else's house and they put spaghetti and meat sauce into the oven separately. In other words, they had a tray of spaghetti. They put it into the oven on Shabbos, fully cooked. And they have a tray of meat sauce, and they put that into the oven, fully cooked. So, and now they serve it. So, are you allowed to eat it? What do you think? What should it didn't be?
Yes.
Why?
Because b'di'eved, even if the meat sauce is a davar lach, I thought Rav Moshe said that even the Ramah, who says yesh bishul acha bishul b'lach, would say here there's no bishul. And if you're going to tell me,
why is there no bishul?
Even if it's davar lach?
Yeah.
Because the sauce is fully cooked. That's what Rabbi said.
The sauce is fully cooked, but yesh bishalach and bishal b'davralach. Sauce is.
I thought Rav Moshe said that the Ramah was just a chumrah, but meikar the name bishalach and bishal.
Okay, good. So let's say you're right. So now this is not clear if you're right, but you might be right. So let's say you're right. We'll see. Rabbi Willig is not into that idea, but let's say you're right for a moment. So ein bishalach or bishal is a chumrah. So actually, that makes things much worse, not better. Why do I mean it makes it worse? Because we know if there was bishul, let's say you did bishul on the sauce. So then for sure we could be mekel, because we could be somech on the gra, who says that we could be somech on remeir. So this is bishogeg. These people don't know better. They didn't intend to violate the din of hachzara b'isser. I mean, of bishul b'shabbos. So what they did was bishogeg. So if yesh bishul achar bishul, then we could be mekel like the gra. We said that the Mishnah Berurah says you could follow Reb Meir, follow the view of the gra b'shas atzarech. This is shas atzarech because there was nothing else to eat. It would really embarrass the hosts if you didn't eat the food. So for sure, if yesh bishul achar bishul, this is going to be mutter b'diavad. But if you're right, Yoni, that this is. And that the Ramah really holds ein bishalach or bishal b'davar lach, it's just a chumrah. So now you're much worse off. Why? Because then we can't bring up Rameyer, because this is hachzara b'isser. Hachzara b'isser b'shogeg al yedei Yisrael is aser b'diavad. So you're stuck. And bish lama on the spaghetti, maybe we could say that it's mitstamek v'ralo. Because spaghetti, okay, warming up spaghetti makes it worse, not better. Even though we saw the Chazon Ish says that even mitstamek v'ralo, when you heat it up from cold, is usher. But, okay, there were chokim on the Chazon Ish, maybe, I'm not sure. So if we're talking about a case of the spaghetti, maybe I could be mekel because of mitstamek v'ralo. But the sauce is mitzdamek v'yafilo. So if we could have tried to be matir the spaghetti because mitzdamek v'yafilo, especially if it's cooled down yet, so cooled down already. So you're not getting any hana from the spaghetti and the sauce, even though it's mitzdamek v'yafilo, but yesh bishel achar bishel. But once you told me, Yoni, that ain't bishel achar bishel, so that makes things much worse. So here it happens to be, we'll see this a little later, that Rabbi Willig thinks that the chumra, the ramah for ein yesh bishel achar bishel b'lach is medina. So if you hold that it's not a chumra, then there's much more of it sad to be mekel. But then I thought, even if you accept that, well, what about the little pieces of meat floating around in the sauce? And those are l'chora solid, and they're mitzdamek v'yafilo. Unless you want to throw in Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we follow the ikker, and the ikker is the sauce, not the meat. We don't really paskin like that, Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim was cited in Beis Yosef Reishon and Gimel. We'll get back to it a little bit later. We follow the rov. Here would be Rabbeinu Yeruchim in the opposite direction. The rov is liquid, so therefore it's aser alts bishel. And since it's aser alts bishel, then it could be mutter alts maisa shabbos. So we're going to say, we'll rely on the minority rejected view of Rabbeinu Yeruchim to make it a kula. So in order to make this mutter, you'll have to combine a bunch of different things. Number one is that mitzdamek v'ralo, heated up, is mutter b'di'eved b'shogeg, which is the simple reading of the Raman Reish Nun Gimel, but not true according to the Chazon Ish. And then number two, you'd have to say that yesh bishalach habishal b'lach is medina. And then in terms of the meat that's floating in the sauce, you'd have to follow Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we look at the rov and treat it as a davar lach. If you combine all those things, then I think you could be mekel b'di'avid. So that's a tricky question. But like we said, you know, we're in terms of being mekel b'di'avid, we do have this principle of the prima gadim. Question is, can we string together all those things together to be matir at b'di'avid? Tzarchiyim. All right.
Only if we wouldn't violate ma'amir by doing so.
Very good. All right, next question. Somebody accidentally left the light off in the bathroom. Okay, you can't, this bathroom with the lights off, there's zero light, no window. When the door's closed, you can't, you basically couldn't this bathroom with the light off. But fortunately, somebody walked into the bathroom Friday night and without thinking about it, turned on the light. So now, am I allowed to use this bathroom on Shabbos? Can I be nana from the light? So let's start with the assumption that we're dealing with incandescent bulbs. What do you say?
Who says mesasik is a maisa isser?
Ah, good. So I would have thought exactly like Yoni, that this should be mutter because mesasik doesn't have a shem halacha. And as you know, even Riki Veger agrees by Shabbos. It's a famous machlokas between Riki Veger and the Nesivis, whether mesasik is a shem isser or not. But that's a machlokas by Kol Tarkula. By Shabbos, we'll get to Yoni's question in a second, but Shabbos, everybody agrees that mesasik doesn't have a shem halacha, so maybe it should be mutter. Okay, so Yoni is saying this isn't mesasik. Why isn't it misasek?
Because misasek is when you do something without even intending to do that action. Here you did plan on throwing your hand up and hitting the light. You just did it out of rote or habit. But you were
is
trying
that
to show,
so what is it? Is it shogeg? It's not shogeg either.
It's shogeg. If I were really aware of the fact that it was Shabbos, I wouldn't have done this.
You're saying shogeg means that this is shogeg because you're not aware. It basically stems from your temporary lack of awareness that it's not Shabbos. So I am unsure about this matter because over here, you're doing it derech hergelo. In other words, you automatically, thoughtlessly, without thinking about it, turn on the light as you go into the bathroom. It's not that temporarily you didn't think it was Shabbos. You knew it was Shabbos. It's just you did it derech hergelo, but I'm not sure. I hear what you're saying, and I was misupik about that, Shaila. Is it misasek or not? But here, even if we're going to say it is misasek, there are achronim who treat misasek like shogeg. If you take a look at Dirshu note 18, quotes a number of Achronim that say that, including the Oneg Yantef, and this is the Psak of Rav Elyashiv and others. And the reason why we might treat Misasik over here like Shogig, even if fundamentally it doesn't have a Shem Melacha, is because what's the reason why we're Machmir by Shogig? The reason why we're Machmir by Shogig is because we are gozer that if we're Mekel, you'll come to do it b'mezid. That's why we're Machmir and Shogig for Ma'aseh Shabbos. And therefore, that might be true for Misasik as well. In other words, what these Achronim are saying is just like by Shogig, we say Ma'aseh Shabbos is Aser, Gzeira, again, assuming you pass like the Shulchan Aruch, like Rabbi Yehuda, Gzeira, Atu Mezid. So too, Misasik Atu Mezid. So therefore, these Achronim say it doesn't matter. Rather, Yoni is right or Yoni is right. In other words, whether it's Shogig or Misasik, still, we would have to be Machmir. And as I said, this is a Psak of Rav Elyashiv. Now, what about, and Rav Elyashiv is Machmir, even if it's for sure Misasik. So the example is Rav Elyashiv is Machmir, even if you, like, were leaning against the wall and you turned on the light. So that even Yoni Rabinovich would agree is Misasik. Still, it is Aser B'diavet, according to Rav Elyashiv. Not everybody agrees. Rav Nissen Karelitz thought that maybe the case of pure misasik, where you leaned against the wall, is going to be mutter. Lemaisa, in the typical case, bizman hazeh, I think you could be makel, because it's going to be mutter, because most of our lights are derabanans, as they're incandescent, they're LEDs, or they're not incandescent, they're compact fluorescents or LEDs or things like that. And then we could throw in the view of the gra that you're makel, right? We have both gras to be makel on. Number one, the gra that thinks that we follow Reb Meir, that Bishogi gets mutter. Number two, the gra that every derabanan is mutter. So even though both gras are not so pashut, the first gra is not pashut because it's against the Shulchan Aruch and Rov Rishonim, and the Mishnah Berurah says you should only be makel b'makom hatzorech. And the second gra isn't so pasha to be makel for the reasons that we articulated in the previous year. But putting those two things together, I think that probably there is room for leniency in that case.
Okay. Does Kavod HaBrios have an issue here?
Yes, pasha if there's Kavod HaBrios. But let's say a person has two bathrooms in their house. But Moshe is certainly correct. If it's Kavod HaBrios, even then, for sure, you could be make a, like we said, you could follow Malcolm Atzorech, you could follow Reb Meir Shita, and it's going to be mutter, even if it was a deraisa. Okay. And even if we treated it as Shogig, or we treated Misasik as equivalent to Shogig. Okay. So that's it for Ma'aseh Shabbos for now. Maybe we'll have to come back to it, but for now. So I'll just give you. Did you guys do Shin Yud Ches Sif Beis yet?
No.
I see a couple of no's. So I'm going to give you a hakdama, because I think everybody should obviously do the whole simon, so you shouldn't skip it, but it brings up a lot of non-strictly speaking bishul shilas. So I'll just give you a hakdama today, and then we'll stop for sort of the background issues. There's two, at least, there's about three or four, but really two major, very yesaitistic machleiksin that come up in Sif Beis that have nothing to do with Bishul B'Shabbos, but are necessary to understand the Sif. So just give a little background. So the first relates to Muksa. The Gemara on Chulin on Daf Tesamid Beis says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Barada Amar Rav, Hashochet L'chola b'Shabbos aser l'bari. Ha'mevashel l'chola b'Shabbos mutter l'bari. My taima, mevashel is ro'i lachos, but shochet is muksa. So there's a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and you shechted an animal. So a bari can't eat that meat because it was muksa. Because at the beginning of Shabbos, it was part of a living animal, and therefore was muksa. But let's say the meat was raw at the beginning of Shabbos and you cooked it for a bari, then it's mutter. Why? Because he holds that raw meat isn't muksa, because roi lachos, you could eat raw meat. Okay, it doesn't taste very good, but it's edible. Whether that would apply nowadays or not is an interesting question, but that's what Rav Yitzchak says in the name of Rav. Then Rav Papa adds, sometimes a chola would be mutter even if you shechted it on Shabbos. Sorry, the meat would be mutter even if you shechted the meat on Shabbos for the chola sheish bo sakana. For example, he was sick before Shabbos. So in that case, since you expect that you might have to shech this animal on Shabbos, so the meat isn't muksa. And then we have Rav Dimi. I'm Rav Dimi. Hilchasa shochet l'chol b'Shabbos mutter levari b'umtza. Why? Because there's no gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilo. But if you cook, then it's aser. Seemingly, Rav Dimi says the exact opposite of Rav. Rav Dimi says if you cook on Shabbos for the chol, it's mutter. Nothing to do with muksa. It's because gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilo. You might cook extra. But if you shecht for the chola on Shabbos, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because there's no gzeira shema. You're not going to like shecht the second animal for the bari. There's no gzeira shemayarbe b'shvilo, and it's mutter. Good. Ad kan gemara. So when Rav Dimi says the halacha is if you shecht it for the chola, it's mutter, does he mean that it's only mutter if he was a cholomi ba'odyom? In other words, is Rav Dimi relying on Rav Papa? Or no, even if it wasn't a cholomi ba'odyom, it's mutter. So this is machlokas Rishonim. According to Rashi, and there's also the view of the Baal Amor and the Rashba and others, it's only mutter if he was a cholomi ba'odyom. But if it wasn't a cholomi ba'odyom, then of course it's muksa. And then the view of the Rif, the Rash, the Rambam, and many other Rishonim, is no. Even if he was not a cholami ba'odiyom, there is no muksa over here. Why? Because we pass on like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds there's no muksa unless tachinu b'yadayim. It's true this is muksa machmas iser, because banish mashos, you couldn't have eaten this meat, the animal was alive. But we pass on like Rabbi Shimon, who says that by muksa machmas iser, unless it's tachinu b'yadayim, it's mutter. So here we have two schools of thought. So there are a number of kashas in the first school of thought of Rashi, and there's a number of kashas in the second school of thought. We'll call it the Rush. What are the kashas in the first school of thought? Again, Rashi. So Rashi says it's only mutter if it was a cholim ibodiyom. So the first kasha is, 1 second, don't we pass on like Reb Shimon that there's no muksa unless tachinu b'yadayim and lo chazi, like Grogros Vitzimukim, or it's Muksa Machmas Iser and Dechinu B'yadayim, like Koskar Vashashis, if you're not Yoshim Mitzapeh. So there's a number of answers in the Beis Yosef to this, but the two main answers are the Beis Yosef's answer and the Baal Amor's answer, both quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef's answer is that Rashi holds that even by Behema, Asuche Aschei Daite Minei, and it's like Tachinu B'yadayim, it's like Muksa B'mechubar, that even Rabbi Shimon agrees. Sort of like Grogros V'Tzimukim. In other words, even though I didn't physically, I wasn't Docha, this animal B'yadayim, but Lemaisa, it didn't dawn on me in my wildest dreams that I would have to shech this animal on Shabbos, and therefore it's equivalent to Tachinu B'yadayim. Okay? So that's why Rabbi Shimon is Moda. This is equivalent to Dachinu B'yadayim and Muksa Machmas Iser. Baal Amor answers, more simply, that Reb Shimon agrees to Muksa Machmas Iser, and whenever you're Messiah Daito, even without Dachinu B'yadayim. As Reb Shimon, the only time Reb Shimon is Mati or Muksa Machmas Iser is if it's Yoshev U'Mitzapeh. But if it's not Yoshev U'Mitzapeh, you don't even need Dachinu B'yadayim. He has a much more, according to Baal Amor, Reb Shimon is much closer to Reb Yehuda. Okay, those are the kashas on Mahalich number one of Rashi. What about Mahalich two of the Rif, the Rambam, the Rash, and others? So for them, they say no. And this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama doesn't seem to disagree. The Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is that if you shecht for a chola on Shabbos, you could eat that meat, even though he wasn't sick yesterday. You can't eat the meat cooked. You could eat the meat raw. Okay, you can't salt it. You have to wash it off. But it's not muksa. So the question is, we know Reb Shimon agrees by mechuber is aser. So what's the difference between an animal when it's alive and mechuber? So here the Beis Yosef has four different answers. I'll just mention three of them. Answer number one is Tysus's answer, that actually mechuber isn't muksa. Mechuber is only aser gzeira shema yarbe b'shvila. Gzeira shema, you'll cut it on Shabbos. But there's no, if not for the gzeira shema you'll cut, so then there is no iser, according to Rabbi Shimon. And since there's no gzeira shema yishchot, so that's why the meat is mutter, according to Rabbi Shimon. Answer number two, that the Beis Yosef says no. Maybe there's more hesach hadas for mechuber than by talush. Why? Talush is very easy to do, right? Imagine I have an orange tree in my front yard. So if I wanted an orange for Shabbos, I would just pluck it right before Shabbos. If I didn't do that, it's like dachinu b'yadayim. But shechting an animal is a big pain. It takes time. I have to find a shochet. The fact that I didn't do it before Shabbos doesn't constitute a dachinu b'yadayim, and therefore it's not muksa. There's no dachinu b'yadayim for an animal, only for fruit. Answer number three is, and this is cited by the Rama in our Siman Shinyut Chesef Beis, is that since the fruits, the mechuber, are gadol v'holech on Shabbos, so therefore there's an iser muksa, because there's no lud, right? The new growth is aser. Now, according to that answer, the Magen Avraham on our Siman points out, if it's nigmar bishula, it would be mutter. And then he asks, the Magen Avraham asks, well, isn't an animal also growing? So ayin sham in the Magen Avraham. Now, some Rishonim reject this answer because they say that the new growth is batel berov, but the Rama thinks that that's the reason. So how do we paskin this? They say the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rush, that behema that's nishchat on Shabbos is mutter labari. Fine. In other words, there's no concern for muksa in this case, and even though he wasn't a cholim yibod yom. But you can't cook the meat. I mean, you can't eat the cooked meat because gzeir shem yarbe b'shvilo. Okay, so that's background information, part one, for this sif. We'll just do one more piece of background information and then we'll stop. So there's a, and this is the machlok is Rishonim again that the Beis Yosef in our Siman talks about, which is gzeira ribui shiurim bibishol, is that an iser de oraisa or an iser de rabbanan? So where does this come from? So why does it relate to our sif? Because what do we say in our sif? We say that if they were mevash, if somebody was mevashal for the cholosh yesh bo sakana and there's extra food, a bari may not eat it. Gzeira shema yarbe b'shvilo. So this seems to indicate that ribui shurim is an iser deraisa, right? The fact that we're gozer, gzeira shema yarbe b'shvilo, sounds like if you're marbe for the bari, right? The chola needs 5 pieces of meat. If I put 10 pieces of meat into the pot, that would be nisr d'oraisa, and therefore we say, b'diavad, even if, and not b'diavad, if you cooked for the chol ha'sheyesh bo sakana and you happen to have leftovers, we don't allow the bari to eat it, gzeira shema yarbe b'shvilo. That's our gemara, that's our sif. The question is that nisr d'oraisa or not? So the main sugya for this is the gemara menachos, samach dal and menachos. The gemara is the following shayla. Let's say a chola needs 2 grogros, and you have a choice. There's one branch that has 3 grogros growing on it, and then there's 2 separate branches, each with 1. So what's better, to cut off the single branch that has 3, because then you're doing only 1 maisik tzira, but you'll end up with an extra grogros you don't need, or to cut the snip the 2 single ones, which you could say is much better because you only get exactly what you need, but on the other hand, you could say it's much worse because you ended up doing 2 maisik tziras. So that is the shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara concludes, taking the branch with 3 is better. Okay, ad kan the Gemara. Last Gemara that we need is the Gemara in Beitza. The Gemara in Beitza tells us, Yedzayin Amud Aleph, that there is no iser de oraisa of ribui shiurim on Yantif. If you need 5 pieces of meat on Yantif and you cooked 10, there's no iser de oraisa. Maybe not even an iser de rabbanan, but certainly no iser de oraisa. So So that's a stira. Why is it a stira? Because the Gemara in Menacho sounds, well, the Gemara in Menacho sounds like Ribu Ishur Mizasur Midoraisa. We still paskin you should take the two because, I mean, you should take the three because there's an additional Maisa Chilul Shabbos. But fundamentally, the fact that we even ask the Shaila shows that Ribu Ishur Mizasur Midoraisa. So then, if that's true, then there's a stira between Menachos and Beitza. So what's the answer? So the Rashba writes, the Rashba and Beitza says, that the difference is between Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos is more Chamor, Siskila, Yantif is more Kal. And therefore, when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos, we're concerned, and we ask a Ribu Ishur Midrabanan, Yantif, they were Tzinisr Lav, they were more Mako. So according to the Rashba, and this is also cited in our Beis Yosef, in our Siman, according to the Rashba, there is no Isser de Oraisa of Riboy Shurim. Aye, but what about our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo. Doesn't that sound like Riboy Shurim is also my deraisa? It means Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo and violate Nisr de Rabbanan. Says the Rashba, you know what that means? It means that add so kind of needs five pieces of meat. So you put five pieces in a meat pot and you start cooking. And then you throw in another five pieces afterwards, so you'll have some extra lunch. That is obviously an Isser D'Oraisa. And that's what we mean, Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo. But in a Chanami, there's no Isser D'Oraisa if you put in 10 pieces of meat into the pot l'chatchila. So that's the approach of the Rashba. That Gzeir Hashem Yarbe Bishvilo is only Aser, or Riboy Shurim is only Aser, Mede Rabbanan. So the Ran asks on this from the Gemara Menachos. Because if there's no Iser D'Oraisa for Riboy Shurim, what's the Gemara Shaila? Right? The Gemara Beitza says, what's my choice? Either one branch with three pieces or two branches each with one. So if there's no Iser D'Oraisa for Riboy Shurim, so it's Pashat, the answer is, you should take the one with three pieces, right? What's the tzad? What's the other tzad? In one case, I'm doing one maisik tzira, and there's not even an issur d'oraisa of Ribu Ishur. On the other hand, I'm doing two maisik tziras. So you can give two answers, l'chor, for the Rashba. One answer is maybe hagufa. Maybe that's gufa, the Gemara Shaila Menachos. And when the Gemara concludes that better to cut the one with three, it's because the Gemara is teaching you Ribu Ishur is not asma d'oraisa. Alternatively, you could answer a very yesidistic upshot with huge nafkaminas and many shilas. And we're not going to go into the whole sugya now, but it could be, you could argue that there is no iser, it doesn't have a shem chil Shabbos any time it's done for cholish yesh bo sakana. It's done for pikuach nefesh. What do I mean to say? Maybe, There is no din of pikua. When I do melacha for cholish yesh bo sakana, it's not the pshat that I did melacha, but the Torah is matirit. It doesn't even have a shame melacha at all. And therefore, there's a tzad, even though Ribu Hashem is only asur midrabanan, but still there's a tzad that it's better to take the two single ones. Why? Because if I do the two single ones, I didn't do any Chol Shabbos. If I take the branch with three, I did the Yisr D'Rabbanan of Ribu Ishurim. So maybe better to take the two than the three. And that's the tzad in the Gemara. Now, there are a lot of rayos lakan lakan about this question, about whether Chol Shabbos for Cholish B'makom Pikuach Nefesh is considered a malacha. One of the famous locus classicuses where the shayla is discussed is the famous rush at the end of the eighth parak of Yuma. Some of you guys probably learned it last year, right? Or, you know, 1-2 years ago, when did you learn it? Anyway, about whether it's better, if there's a chayla and he has a choice, should you shecht for him or give him nevela? There's nevela that's already slaughtered. So many Rishonim say you should shecht for him, but they give different types of answers. Some type of answer is, well, that's only one maisa. On the one hand, you might say, better to give him nevela, iser lav, versus Chol Shabbos and Nisr Skila. On the other hand, maybe Isser Chil Shabbos is just one ice of Eira, where the Nevela every bite. Or maybe he's going to be grossed out by the Nevela. He's not going to want to eat it. But some Rishonim say, better to do the Nevela, better to do Chil Shabbos, because Shabbos is Nitan Lidachotz, Eitzel, Shchita, and Bishel. This is the Ravid quoted by the Rush. Well, what does that tell you? One way to understand that is that it doesn't have a shem melacha when it's done for cholish yesh b'sakana. Okay, this is a big sugya, so we're not going to do it now. I hope one day this year we'll get back to the sugya of cholish yesh b'sakana, and then we'll get back to this machlokas. Very interesting shaila. And then there are going to be issues if there's a stira in the Rashba's view. But anyway, all that's the Rashba. The Ran holds in Beitzitz, Tesamud Beis, Badap Erith. He says, no, the Gemara Menachos is a ray against the Rashba. And Ribui Shurim are actually Nasser Deraisa, and that's why the Gemara in Chulin says, Gzeir Shem Yarbi Bishvilo means, even if you do 10 pieces and the Chola needs 5 pieces, that is an Isser Deraisa of Shchita, of Achil, of Isser Deraisa of Ribui Bishurim. I then have a different kasha, which is, why is there no Din Ribui Shurim on Yantif? So he says, very simple. Yantif is Dechuya, is Hutra. Shabbos is Dechuya. When it's, since Shabbos is Dechuya, so then there's an Issa D'oraisa Ribui Shurim. Yantif is Hutra, then not that way. So this is, again, a very, very famous run. And what would the Rashba say about the Shaila? Is the Machlokas Rashba? So there's a lot of raid, obviously, a lot of Tyran, whether Yantif and whether Shabbos is Hutra or Dechuya and the like. So that is some of the background information that you'll see the Beis Yosef tersely refers to in Sif Beis. Okay, so stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will pick up on Wednesday. Everyone should have Matz Hatzlachas. Shin Yud Ches takes longer than Reish Nun Gimel, so just keep on plowing through it slowly and carefully. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.